You're on 981 2NM, and it's not often I get to say that I have the opportunity to meet somebody who has had a huge impact in my life, but today we're going to have a word to Suze DiMarchi from the Baby Animals about Hope Rocks later on in the year. Suze, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. You might be wondering what I'm talking about, but when your Baby Animals, when the debut album came out, I had it on tape in my VB Commodore and I played it to death, and I bought it on two CDs since then because I continue playing it and playing it. It is one of the greatest rock albums of all time, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. Well, it certainly changed my life, you know. I mean, yeah, I'm really grateful for that record.
Do you still enjoy playing the tunes and the songs from that album?
Oh, I really do. It's just, you know, we throw in little accents and weird little things that change them up here and there to keep it sort of spicy for us. But I still enjoy playing those songs. I don't know, they're just really fun songs to play. You know, I don't ever get tired of it.
I know this is coming from an entirely biased opinion, but when you were making that album, did you realise how great all those tracks were at the time? Did you realise that you were somehow managing to put lightning in a bottle?
You know, we were really cocky bastards at that age, at that time. We thought we were the best thing on, you know, on the planet.
You so, were. I thought it too.
we definitely had a very positive energy, and we, you know, we worked really hard on it and worked with great people on it, so we felt like it was a good record. But, you know, I think, yeah, once you finish with stuff like that, you just had let it go and it will do what it does. But the stars lined up for us with that one, and we really did have amazing people around us to get it out there to people, you know, before the internet, before all that stuff. We just sort of got on the road and logged it out. So
how do you feel when you go to a concert like Hope Rocks and you've got all those people basically screaming those lyrics back to you in unison because they know them so well? How does that feel to you being as a performer?
Well, it's just the best feeling in the world. It is always great playing live because it's that time when you get to interact with people that know your music. They're there for a reason. You know, they're there to have a good time, and there's nothing really like that kind of interaction that you get when you do a live show. But, you know, all those bands on that bill, like when we go, we've played with James Rain a lot, and you hear he's got such a great catalogue and everyone knows those songs, and to hear them all singing along, I find it better sometimes when I'm watching other bands and I, on those big bills, you know, the festival bills,
yeah,
and you see the other bands and the crowd's responses, and with songs like James's songs especially, you know, people just know that stuff.
You've got the best seat in the house. You can sort of be sitting behind and enjoying it and watching the crowd as it responds. Is that one of the benefits to actually doing a gig like this for you?
The benefits are that, yeah, you get to catch up with people you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
We know them all because we've been doing those runs for so long, so many years. But and, you know, also James, I grew up listening to him and Rose Tattoo, and, you know, you also get the fun of the backstage.
I just imagine it's a huge jam session for you guys, but I guess you're probably all catching up on how everybody's kids are doing these days and where they are at school.
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah, so some things change, some stay the same, you know?
The fantastic thing is the music doesn't change. I know you like, as you say, you like to put a bit of spice into it, but these songs that we know so well from all of the Baby Animals albums, we're so looking forward to seeing at Hope Estate later on this year. So thank you very much. First of all, on a personal point, thank you very much for the music and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM today.
Oh, you're so, so welcome. I'm so, so proud to be here and happy to be here, and I can't wait to play.